Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 33 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,232 on turnover of 8.7 billion NT. The market rose more than 400 points on Thursday to close above the 20,000 point mark and hit yet another record high as buying was sparked by a rally on Wall Street overnight. Gains were seen across the board as investor sentiment got a major boost following the conclusion of the U.S. Federal Reserve's latest policy-making meeting, at which American central banks hinted that interest rates will be cut three times this year. A poisoned black-faced spoonbill has been released back into the wild in Jiayi County. The county's agriculture department says over the past 4 years, it has rescued and rehabilitated 13 black-faced spoonbills, attaching satellite trackers to them before releasing them into the wild. One of those rescued black-faced spoonbills was previously sighted along the county's coastline. The most recently released black-faced spoonbill was rescued on March 9th after the Kaohsiung Wild Bird Society reported finding the bird, which was sick and unable to fly. The bird was taken to the Agriculture Ministry's Biodiversity Research Center for treatment. The Taiwan Wild Bird Federation says as of November of last year, there were 3,905 black-faced spoonbills in Taiwan, representing some 59% of the global population. In international news, the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Haiti has warned that without more money, aid in the country will be at risk. Addressing the media remotely from Port-au-Prince on Thursday, Ulrika Richardson said it would be a catastrophe if the international body was unable to hand out meals to Haitians. This comes as foreign nationals continue to be evacuated from the country as violence rips through the capital. Sally Patterson has more.
$674 million US is how much the United Nations says it needs to support Haitians this year. But it's only raised 6.5% of that so far. The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Haiti, Ulrika Richardson, calls that very meager. She warns 5.5 million people, including 3 million children, are in need of humanitarian assistance. That's almost half the entire population. With medical equipment and drugs in short supply, schools closed, and people forced to sleep in the streets, time is running out, the UN says, to get aid to Haitians at risk. Sally Patterson, New York.
European Union leaders have agreed in principle to open membership negotiations with Bosnia-Herzegovina. The 27 leaders gave the political green light at a summit in Brussels after the European Commission last week agreed to start talks in spite of lingering ethnic divisions in the country with 3.2 million inhabitants. But the officials emphasized the need for Bosnia to keep on taking all relevant steps set out by the Commission that include economic, judicial, and political reforms, as well as better efforts to tackle corruption and money laundering. And Australia is set to provide $3 billion US to British industry to support the construction of nuclear-powered submarines and ensure its new fleet arrives on time. The announcement at an annual gathering today comes a day after the two countries signed a defense and security pact to better meet such challenges as China's increasing presence in the South China Sea and South Pacific. The 10-year deal will boost capacity at a Rolls-Royce factory in the United Kingdom to build nuclear reactors that will propel the submarines being built by BAE Systems in Adelaide, Australia. The Virginia-class submarines will be primarily from a UK design and will have a US weapon system on board. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.